D-100, throw the alley-oop.
Wagwan, beautiful souls in this world, you are now tuning into season number two. Two times, I'ma say it again. Season number two with Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. I need you to lock in and chime in on this new episode that God is about to reveal to you. Stay tuned and y'all be blessed.
Love, light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings. Beautiful souls in this world, how you done know we are not of this world. Coolie Baby Dea, here's your host. You done know the tinga already. And welcome to Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast, episode 7. Wow, here we are on episode 7 of season 2 of the CBE Podcast. It is so amazing to get together with you guys always and just to share the truth of God's love and His grace and His mercy and His truth, right? So I'm glad to be here. And today, you know, many of us has gone through this. When I say has gone through this, I mean of, you know, losing someone or even some things, you know, even some things in your life. You know what I mean? For me, I recently lost my mom. A lot of you guys know that. And I say recently, it feels just like yesterday, right? But her year anniversary, I guess, of not being here and being with God is approaching. And so, you know, time just goes so fast. Like, after losing a loved one, it's like, where is time going? You understand? Like, it just goes so fast. But anywho's, this episode is on death to life. Okay? Death to life. Now, I know a lot of people do not like talking about death, but I feel as though we do need to speak about it more often, because when death does transpire, whether you know, it transpires with you losing a loved one or losing someone that you love, or, you know, the opposite way around, or just whatever, when it does happen, you know, nobody knows how to act or nobody knows how to deal. And it's nobody, everybody rather be in isolation. And, you know, when I believe that we should speak more on this so that people, you know, can know how to maneuver with death, because death is something that has to happen. You know, we all have to encounter death one day. You understand? So I believe that we should stop like trying to sweep death under the rug, right? And instead, you know, let's talk about the truth about it and what God says about it, right? And so, as you guys know, I'm always going to bring the truth, okay? Truth from the Most High, right? And so I just want to say, like, death is nothing to be feared. Like, first of all, God did not give us the spirit of fear, okay, to be timid. No, He gave us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Neither one of those are fear. And so it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you know, some people would say death is the ultimate thing that, you know, someone should fear. But even death, you're not supposed to fear. You understand? And we're going to dive into why. You know, a lot of people was probably like, well, Coolie, how can you even say that? Like, what? You know what death is, right? Right? But God created death, okay? Which means He has purpose of why death is even present, of why death can even be encountered. You understand? So let's dive in. But I did want to start that, you know, death is nothing to be feared. And the reason why I wanted to really bring that up is because, number one, God has a power over death. You understand? Like, God, like I said, He created death. So He has the power and the say-so and the authority over death. So if God says death, you can go take that one. Guess what? Death's gonna go take that one. If God say no, death, excuse me, not that one, death has to turn around, because whatever God says has to go. And that's strictly because God has the power over death. And so I have scripture here, and we're in John chapter 14, verse 19. And it says, before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. Hallelujah. And so that's our Lord and Savior speaking right there. You understand? And he's saying, the world is not going to see me anymore, but you shall see me. Because as I live, so shall you. And Jesus lives on forever and ever and ever and ever. You understand? So this is a prime reason of why we shall not fear death. Death is not to be feared. Okay? And so one thing I do want to, you know, be honest about, and we all know this, life is short. Right? Life is very much short. Let's go back. Adam and Eve. You understand? Like before, and I won't get into the details of it. You know, those of you who don't know the story, go to Genesis. Start from the very beginning, okay? But if Eve did not take that apple, right? Or that fruit, right? And consume it and then give her husband and then Adam consumed it. If that did not take place, we would not be dying. Did y'all know that? I know some of you know that, but we would not be dying. If they did not do that, if they did not disobey God in that form and fashion, or just disobey God, period, we would not have to face death. But because of what transpired in the beginning, we have to face death. Like, death is inevitable. Like, we have to face death. You understand? And so we're in scripture in Job. Chapter 7, verse 6, it reads, verses 6 through 7, it reads, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is but breath. My eye will not again see good, right? So life is short, okay? Life comes and it goes, and you never know the time. You never know when it's your time to leave. You never know when death is going to encounter you and you have to go, right? You never know. But don't let what we're talking about now get you down, because let me tell you how God has a word for you, okay? Okay, don't let, and this is why I feel like we need to talk about this more, because when people hear death, it's just like, oh, it's dark, and like, no. Because if you truly know what transpires when death comes, what transpires after death, and all of these things, you won't be scared or be feeling type of way when it comes to death. You'll be getting prepared. Okay? You'll be getting prepared. And that's, we're going to get to that too, right? So remember, life is short. It's short, right? But everyone will face death. And that's another thing that we have to, like, know, that no one can escape death. No one can, you know, maneuver around and shake death up, and you know how you play in basketball and you shake them up and you know no one can do that. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. Maybe a lot of us wish it did, but it doesn't. It just doesn't work that way. So everyone will have to face death. And so we're in Psalm chapter 89 verse 48, and it reads, who can live and not see death? Who can live and not see death? Or who can escape the power of the grave? Who? Can you? Because if you can, please tell me how. You can't, because none of us can. So that leads to show that none of us, no one, no soul on this earth can escape death. No soul on this earth has the power over death, right? We all have to encounter death. But now, let's get down to the deepness now. There's a difference between dying, okay, we're talking about death. There's a difference between dying in Christ and dying not being in Christ. There's a huge difference. And I know that a lot of people can testify to this, right? Because first of all, when you give your life to Christ and you are baptized in water and spirit, that's a death. That's a death right there. It's a death. And you die. You die to your worldly ways. You die to your flesh. You die. You die. You die. And you come up out that water with the Holy Spirit on you. And you're like a new creation. The Bible tells you any man will be a new creation within me. The scriptures tell you that you shall be a new creation. And so that's a death. And then after all that, let me tell you how it don't stop there. Every day you have to die to your flesh. Every day you have to take up your cross, which means every day you have to die to your flesh. Every day you have to kill your flesh. Every day you have to tell your flesh no. Every day you have to kill it and say, no, I won't do this. I won't involve in that. I won't drink that. I won't smoke this. I won't have sex here because I'm not married. I won't, you know, every day you have to die to your flesh. Okay, but when we die, there is a huge difference between dying in Christ and dying not being in Christ. Now we're in scripture, Acts chapter 7, verse 59, and it reads, while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. So a little backstory on this, you know, before Paul was Paul, his name was Saul, right? And when his name was Saul, he was killing Christians, right? And we're talking about Paul now. We're talking about Paul, the Paul that was teaching all the churches of thou shalt not this, don't do this. Okay, we just had an episode on premarital sex, episode 6, okay, where we went in on when Paul was talking to the church of Corinth. And so Paul was, he was a fighter for Christ, all right? But prior to that powerful Paul, you had Saul, okay? He was Saul, and he was Saul that was slaughtering Christians, people that served God, people that were praying to God, people that believed God, people that had faith. He was slaughtering them just because they were believers of Christ, right? So there was Stephen, who was, he was a firm believer in Christ, and he prayed with people, and you know, he wasn't ashamed of his faith. And anyway, long story short, it came down to a point where Saul had him stoned by the people of the city, who also, you know, was moving around with Saul, like, oh, you serve God, you gotta go, you know. So in the moment of them, while they were stoning, can you imagine them stoning him, and he's still alive, you know, that's torture. He's still alive. He's feeling every stone. And then he says, while they were stoning him, then Stephen says, and he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Stephen knew he was going to die. He knew death was right there. Literally, he knew that it was time. Just like when Jesus was on the cross, he knew it was time. He knew death was there. So even Jesus had to encounter death. My God. So if Jesus had to encounter death, what makes you think we don't have to? Everyone has to. But let me tell you, it's a difference between dying and Christ. You see, Stephen prayed such a prayer because he believed in the Most High God, and he knew what's to come. Right? He knew what's to come of his life and his salvation after encountering death, because he was in Christ, and because he knew that truth, he prayed, Lord, receive my spirit. Receive my spirit. He knew his spirit was probably anxious to get to that peace on the other side of this dirty world. Okay, we're in this world, but we're not of it. And he knew the peace that he was about to encounter with Jesus on that other side, with his Lord on that other side. Okay? And so I need you to know that there's a huge difference between when you are about to die in Christ and when you're just a worldly person, you're about to die. There's a huge difference, honey. And if you don't get to know that difference and decide about how you want to go out, you know, again, we all have to face this. I'm not sitting here telling you to sit here and contemplate every day, how do I want to die? No, because first of all, you're not going to know when. You don't know the time, the minute, the second, when. You don't know. What I am telling you is that you need to know that death is going to happen regardless. So being that you don't know the time and stuff, you need to get in with Christ. You need to become a believer, a firm servant of the Most High God, because only then you would know that there is life after death. Amen. There is life after death. And so when we're talking about, you know, dying in Christ now, when you're in Christ and you're believing, you're dying, right? You die. You're about to die, okay? People in Christ, they enter into a perfect peace, okay? When I say we, I mean lovers and believers and livers and doers of the word. When we die in a perfect peace, okay? And so now we're in scripture, okay? And we're in Isaiah 57 verses 1 through 2, okay? And it reads, "The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death." So reading this, I could only think about my beloved mother. I could only think about her because she was, the scripture says, the righteous. She was very righteous. And not just to the world. Remember, I saw her behind closed doors. Not just to the world. Behind closed doors, she was a devout. The Bible says the devout. Okay? She was a devoted believer of Christ. She was a righteous person. She lived righteously, even though she might have made a mistake here and there. But she was she was determined to live righteously. Okay, it says the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. So if someone has been taken away before their time, as we would think it's before their time, oh, it's before their time, they were too young, or they were too this, or they were too that, okay, if God allows it, then he allows it, and that means that time was their time. But it tells you here that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil, the evil that is to come. This world is full of evil because who is the prince of the air? Who is the prince of the air here? The enemy. And so there's gonna be nothing but evil continuing to take place on this earthly realm. This is why us, me and you, believers of Christ, we have to do what we have to do here. As long as we are here, before we die, okay, we have to do what we were sent here to do. You understand? And so it said, those who walk uprightly. My mother, she lived her life to walk uprightly. Even when she didn't feel like it, even when she didn't want to, she chose every day to walk uprightly. And so it says, those who walk uprightly enter into peace, and they find rest as they lie in death. As they die, there is rest for you. There is a perfect peace for you. Okay, so this is to get you to realize that, wow, before I die, I gotta be living in Christ. Before I die, I gotta find myself in Christ. Before I die, I have to give my life to my Lord and Savior so that I can get that peace that's on the other side of what people fear, death. So that I can have peace and rest waiting on the other side of me, on the other side of death, right? When I encounter. So this is what I mean when there's a huge difference between dying in Christ and dying, you know, in the world. You understand what I'm saying? And so our souls live on, y'all. Our souls literally live on. Our flesh is temporary. Our flesh is temporary. Like, this is our temporary car. You think of a car. You go into your car temporarily. You don't live inside your car. I mean, hence, some people do, and I pray for your situation if that is your circumstance. I, too, lived in my car before. My car was my home at one point. And it wasn't a happy, go easy thing to do, but I did it with Christ, and Christ literally delivered me from that wilderness and brought me out. So if that is your circumstance right now, I pray over your life right now that God will see you through. And I pray that you continue to see the light at the end of the tunnel, because there is a purpose for why you are where you are. But trust God, continue to believe in God, and he will deliver you from your wilderness. In Jesus' name, amen. But, you know, we don't desire for our cars to be, you know, our home. So our cars are temporary, right? This is just an example. Our cars are temporary, right? And so you go into your car to go to your destination, and then you come back to your destination. You get out of your car, and then your car is there for whenever you need to be transported again, right? So think of your flesh as your earthly vehicle, as your earthly car, right? And you know, like, for example, like, you do what you want to your car. I got this scarf on. I have these earrings on. You see, I love Jesus. You know, I have this shirt on. What would Jesus, how would Jesus react? You want to go to www.dipinkworld.com. I Pinky, she has these shirts, okay? But anyway, you know, I can, you can dress up your vehicle how you want, right? You know how you shiny the rims or you tint the windows or whatever. This is your vehicle. People dress it how they want. They do their hair, they do makeup, they wear watches, they whatever. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, your flesh, when you die, your flesh is nothing. You see how our flesh is something right now in this world, because we have our hands to use. We use our hands. We use our lips, our mouths. You know, we have eyes to see. You know what I'm saying? So our flesh is something to be used on this earthly realm. But let me tell you, when you die, your flesh has no use. Your flesh has no use when you die. But guess what? You are not your flesh. You are spirit. You are spirit. Okay? And your spirit is what lives on. So let me tell you how everyone will live on. Now, where you live on is the importance now, because everyone's gonna die and everyone's gonna meet on that other side of death, and that's gonna be your spirit. Your spirit forever lives. You see me talking right now, the way I think and everything, that's not my flesh. That's my spirit on the inside of my flesh, okay? That's what my mind, will, and emotion is, your soul, that on the inside of you, you understand? And so when you die, you can have a soul that was strictly of the world. You don't believe in God, you blasphemed against God, and you can die. And that's not the kind of death that you want to experience after. You don't want to be of the world and die. You know, you want to make sure you find yourself in Christ before death encounters you. Because what happens after that is the thing, okay? Which leads me to my next and my last point, is that we need to prep. We need to prep our spiritual life for death. We need to prep our spiritual life for death. Because if you are not in your spirit, I know we're in this flesh, but we're here on earth to serve God and to bring glory back to God. Amen. So you're here on this earth, and if you are not prepping your spirit, okay, spirit, one day we gotta die, but aside from death, listen, after that, we get to see our Lord and Savior. After that, to be absent in the bodies, to be present with God, to be absent in the bodies, to be present with God, to be absent in the body is to be present with our Lord and Savior. So we know that one day we have to see God. And that's only going to stem from us giving our life to Christ, being a hearer and a doer of the word as we were here on this earthly realm. So when you encounter death after that, you will be having life. You'll be alive. My mom right now is more alive than she ever was. She transferred from death to life. Okay, so a lot of us have to make sure we are prepping our spiritual life as we're here. As we're here, even in our temporary vehicles, remember, even as we're here in our vehicles, we have to prep our spirits to meet with God on the other side of death. Okay? And this is where death to life comes in. We will die, yes, we all have to, but there's life on the other side. Hallelujah. And if you have Jesus Christ, if you have accepted Jesus Christ, there is life waiting for you on the other side of death. All right. And before we end this episode, I just want to encourage anyone that if you are not saved and you were convicted by what was spoken on this episode, I challenge you to say these words and accept God into your heart and your mind and your soul and your spirit, so that you can start to live in the spirit, and you can start to walk by the spirit, and you can start to walk in faith. And you can start to prep your spiritual life. just to see your Lord and Savior at the end, at the end, at the end. In Jesus' name, repeat after me. Lord God, I thank you for all that you've done. And I just want to say that I repent. I repent of my sins. I repent of everything that I've thought, I've said, and I've done. And I just want to say that I do accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. I do believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and he rose again to give me life. I accept, I receive, and I acknowledge you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. It is so, and so shall it be. The Bible says that heaven rejoices over one coming to Christ, over one being saved. So the many of you that just became a true believer of Christ and became saved, I love you so much. Welcome to the family. God and his angels are rejoicing right now. And I just challenge you now to, as you go, it's going to be a daily journey. As you go on, prep your spiritual life to see and encounter the ways and the relations and everything of God, so that when it's time to go into the real life, okay, when it's time to go into true life, we ready, okay? So remember that death to life is something that God ordained for us to have, but he wants us to encounter death as a believer, okay? I love you so much. Bless up yourself. You're done with the tinga already. Listen, make sure you are tuning into Moving Monday, every Monday. And we are going live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, every Monday. You don't want to miss it. And also, make sure you stay tuned for episode 8 that we'll be releasing next week. And all other movements that God is doing within CB17 Visions, I challenge you to go to the website and take a look. Let God lead you to, you know, just do and encounter all that he needs you to do. I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. You're done with the thing already. Kuli baby daya. I'll see you next time. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Visual releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music, sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.
Hey, yo, D-100, throw the alley-oop.